Okay. If you had a lot of peach trees, you'd say you had a peach
orchard.
Okay. And you might ask somebody if that was his orchard, and he might say, "No, I'm just a neighbor." And he might point to somebody else and say, "There's the man
that owns it."
Okay. And you say, "Well, I was a child. My father was poor, but next door was a boy
that was rich."
Yeah, but you want to say his father was rich.
His father was rich, okay.
Okay, so how would you say that? When I was a child, my father was poor.
When I was a child, my father was poor. And
next door was
next
a child.
Next door was a child was rich. My father was rich.
Okay. And what do you call the inside part of the cherry, the part that you don't eat?
Seed.
Okay. And a peach?
A seed.
Okay. And the kind of peach that the flesh is real tight against the seed?
That's the freestone.
Okay, and the other kind?
Is the open stone.
Okay. The freestone comes, is hard to get off?
No, the freestone's easy.
What?
And the other one is hard. It's I don't know why, but you can take that freestone piece and break it all and it just comes off fire.
Yeah.
The other one, it sticks to the seed.
Yeah, why do you call the other one?
I believe it's this freestone one and the other one's oak stone, I think.
Okay. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Core.
Okay. And if you cut up apples and dry them, you're making?
Dried apples.
Okay. Have you ever heard of snit?
What?
Snit?
No, never.
Okay. What kind of nut do you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanut.
Okay, is there any other name for that?
Goober.
Okay, and the kind of other kinds of nuts that you have?
Pecans.
Okay, some more?
Not that I know of.
What about the kind that it's got two coverings on it? One round?
Oh, hickory?
No, it's not.
A walnut?
Yeah.
Well, we got acorn nut and walnut. That's
okay. What do you call on the walnut, the shell that's the first one, the one that's easy to get off?
That's called a peeling.
Okay, and the harder shell?
It's called a, well, it's a, just called a hard nut.
Okay. And this is the kind of nut that's long and flat shaped, and you might get it around Christmas.
Chestnut?
I'm thinking of
almond. Almond.
Okay. This is a kind of fruit about the size of an apple.
Orange.
Okay. And if you had a bowl of these, and one day you wanted to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges or...
Gold.
Okay. And this is a little red vegetable that grows in the ground.
Radish.
Okay. And this is a red vegetable that grows up on a bush.
Strawberry?
No, it's not a berry, it's bigger, like about this big. Grows up on a leafy plant that you have to take up.
Tomato.
Okay.
That's a vegetable.
Yeah.
It's not a fruit.
Oh, did I say fruit?
It's a vegetable, yeah.
Okay, what about the tomatoes about this size?
They're called a tubby tub.
Okay. And along with your meat, you might have a baked?
Potato.
Okay. What about a kind of potato that has yellow meat?
You mean the name of it?
Yeah.
I don't really know. I know there's a cobbler. There's a cobbler and then the elephant. There's two or three different kinds. There are four or five kinds of potatoes.
Okay. What about some yam? What does that
mean? That's a potato. That's
what's
a sweet potato.
Sweet potato. Okay. And this is something that's got a real strong odor and it'll make your eyes water.
Onion.
Okay. What do you call the little young fresh onions?
Green onion.
Okay. And this is something that the vegetable is green about, it varies in length, but it's sort of bristly, it's long and sort of bristly on the outside and it's sticky inside.
The vegetable now?
Yeah.
Oh, a cucumber.
No, this is, it's not, it's
banana?
No, it's green and you might fry it. Chop it up and fry it.
It's a vegetable?
Yeah, starts with an O.
Okra?
Okay.